Hello, hope you're well as we resume our podcast. First of all, we usually start with thanks, but I just want to see how everyone is doing. I hope you're all well, doing really well amid this unprecedented time in our history where a developed nation like us is facing a pandemic. But not just us, not just many countries. It's a global thing, and it's probably something that we never ever thought. Certainly, I'd never thought I'd be experiencing in this lifetime. But it's an interesting time. Certainly, there's a lot of destruction and devastation, people losing lives. But many people have asked me to share with them my views, my experiences throughout this time. And I will say one thing, while we seemingly are getting hammered by this virus, this invisible assailant, there's a lot that I look in this situation. There are silver linings. And many people would perhaps think that we would be focusing mainly on the negative side. So where would we see these silver linings? Well, the simple fact is this. What I'm seeing is a lot of people coming together. I'm seeing a lot of unity. I'm seeing companies, I'm seeing individuals who have really pushed the boat and are really absolutely reaching out to their community, their fellow man or woman, making sure that people who don't have are given the opportunities, they're given the resources, they're given the help, the support and the encouragement that is needed at this time. And the situation is real. So I'm not underemphasizing that. This is a situation, this is very real. And those of you who are either affected or have been affected by it will know this is a real situation. On a personal note, I do know people who have been affected by this, and it is a real situation. So take those precautions, do as mandated, and one thing we have to do throughout all of this is we must maintain our mental models. And let me explain what I mean by that. When I say by maintaining our mental models, if we cave in and we feel the pressures of this, I know what's happening right now. A lot of people are feeling very anxious. A lot of people are feeling anxiety. Some people are getting panic attacks. So the most important thing, amongst all the other things that we could be doing, is use this time to build up our mental toughness. And the reason I say this is because everything, as I've been talking about over the years, it's top down. As William James said, and I'm paraphrasing here, you can change your attitude, you can change the outcome of your life just by changing the attitude of your mind, changing the way you think. And it's very true. There's many scientific studies that corroborate this. But the essence of it is the way we approach these kind of disruptions, the way we approach these kind of situations is by making sure that while we do have a good foundation for our health and our immunity, we must make sure that top down, everything is sturdy and everything is robust. Our thinking is robust. The mental models that we make in our minds are structured in such a way that we can easily pivot away from the negative ideas and thoughts that come into our minds. And as I said, that is a very important thing to do right now. Right now is the time where we have to build a proper foundation and also look at it from this perspective as well. If we don't do that, you see, I've always said this, that we have a tremendous capacity to pivot, to change, to evolve. So at this point in time, we do need to evolve. Many of us have realized that the solid structures, the homes that we have, and I'm talking about necessarily physical ones, I'm talking about the businesses that we had and things that we felt were just going as per normal routine, has been disrupted. And so we now find ourselves challenged, thinking sometimes, where will I go? What will I do? So it's very important at this stage in the cycle of humanity to make sure that we have solidified the top-down process. It's important because that's what's going to help us also to pivot and see where we can go and how. And I believe that you can do this. I believe that this is very possible to do. So this is that moment in the stage of humanity where we have to essentially bulletproof our thinking. Because if we don't bulletproof our thinking, it will cause pandemonium. It will cause more panic than we can even imagine or thought we would be afflicted by. So over the next few weeks, I'm going to be focusing on how we can do that. It's going to be very pragmatic, very practical, realizing and taking into account the current situation. But what I would also suggest is that when we're in a lockdown, when we're in a stay-at-home situation, make sure that certain things are done, such as if you take a walk, maintain the distance, do that, continue. Some things in our routine, because we are creatures of comfort, so we should keep that going. If it's not pragmatic and it's not practical and it contravenes the mandates and the guidelines, don't do it. But if it's something that we're okay to do while adhering to and to the mandates given, then continue to do it. Because the quicker we understand and embrace the idea that we are in an unprecedented situation and we do have the capacity to evolve. We have that capacity to evolve. We have the ability to do that. I think the most important thing right now is for us to be, as I mentioned, sturdy in our thinking. Our mental models must be solidified, and the mind chatter, the chatter that tells us I'm not good enough, why is this happening? We do need to silence the inner critic. And the second reason for this is we have to think not just of ourselves, but those in our community, those who rely on us, those who look upon us as inspirers. They look upon us as people that they turn to. So it's important at this moment in time for us to also reach out to them. Throw that olive branch, reach out, support the community, see what people need. Obviously, as I mentioned, maintain the standards and the distancing and all those other things. But it is important to reach out. Don't be that person that somebody sends you a message or leaves you a voicemail. At this stage in humanity, it's important for you to say, hey, I got your message, and respond in a very effective manner so they know you're okay. You may not be okay. It's important at this stage to reach out to others. Now, I'm not a counselor, a coach, but it's important this stage in what we're experiencing to be able to help each other and to support our fellow community members, our fellow co-workers. So let's do that. Let's embrace. So we're going to be bringing you practical steps which do take into account, as I mentioned earlier, what's going on right now. But I do want everyone to remain as optimistic and positive as possible. This is the worst of times and it's the best of times. It all depends on the way we tune into the way we tune into understanding what's happening around us. So it's the best of times and the worst of times. So keep on winning, and we'll be back with more steps. Until then, take care of yourself and of each other. Keep on winning.